One of the highlights of World Youth Day is the catechesis given around the host city by bishops from around the world. The talks are given in several different languages, including English. One of the bishops participating in the catechesis is the Bishop of Aberdeen in Scotland, Hugh Edward Gilbert. He spoke to Sean Patrick Lovett about what he spoke about with the young people.
I'm here with Bishop Hugh Gilbert. He's from Aberdeen in Scotland. He gave the catechesis here in Rio to a group of young pilgrims from the Philippines, from Zimbabwe, and from Canada. What was your catechesis about, Bishop?
Well, the theme was given to us. It's a theme throughout the city today, on thirsting for hope and thirsting for God. So I spoke about the desire that is in every human heart to see the face of God, and how the revelation that is given us by God through Christ answers that desire. So I was really speaking on the subject of desire, longing, the dissatisfaction in the human being that there is, and how that dissatisfaction doesn't condemn us to misery, but is what opens us to the revelation of God that he brings in Christ.
Would you say that that's one of the motivations for young people coming to World Youth Day, that sure. Dissatisfaction, that longing?
Yeah, surely they come because of the thirst in them to know Christ better. They already know him in some way, but they wish to know him better. And yes, that's the same thirst provoked in us by the Holy Spirit, surely.
What are the specifics about young people in Scotland? What is their particular thirst and their particular need?
What I find among the young people with whom I have to do in my own diocese, which is a great joy and privilege for me, is a great openness to the faith as taught by the Church, a great desire to know what the Church teaches, and a great, yes, openness of mind and heart to accept that. I find them, as it were, a new generation who are beyond the sterile polemics that followed on in the wake of the Second Vatican Council and now really belong to history. This is a new generation that just wants to know the truth about Christ.